Can we just stand to our feet this morning? God, you are amazing, Jesus. Come on, can we just lift up some praise to Jesus this morning because he's worthy? God, you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our worship, Jesus. And right now this morning, come on, don't stop. Lift up his name this morning. Right now this morning, God, we ask that your blessings, Lord, that your word, Jesus, would penetrate our hearts this morning, God, that whatever it is that you have for us, Lord, this morning would be here in this place, Jesus, would be tangible for us this morning, God. And so this morning, Jesus, we just ask right now that your presence would just settle right here, right here, right here, Jesus. Settle here, God. We are your people. We love you, God. Settle here this morning. You're a good God. You're a good Father. There's nothing that's not good about you. Settle here this morning, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Take your seats this morning. Thank you for being here this morning. I want to thank Bishop for allowing me to preach. I know he's not here, but he's probably watching. So, hi, Dad. If you didn't know, he is my dad. But thank you, Bishop, for allowing me to preach, for allowing me to take your pulpit and deliver this word this morning. I believe that God has something special for all of you this morning. God has a word for you this morning. So, I know that we've been on the topic of shine. We've been on the topic of shining for Jesus. But I have a question for you this morning, and I want to know, have you felt, or maybe you've been in a season where you feel like you can't shine? Well, you feel like you don't have that ability anymore. Or you feel like, I can't do this anymore. And maybe it's because you've been living in sin, or maybe it's been difficult times, or you're feeling overwhelmed or underwhelmed, or you feel like you just can't do it anymore because there's so much that's going on around you, or there's so much that's going on in your life. Maybe you feel unworthy, or maybe you've been saved forever, but you just have lost that spark that you once had. This morning, I want you to know that God is here, and in order for us to shine, we must first encounter the source of our light. And who is the source of our light? Jesus. So we must encounter him, and if that means encountering him again and again and again, then that means encountering him again and again and again. But this morning, I'm going to read out of Ephesians 5. So if you have your Bibles, you could turn there with me. It's towards the back of the Bible. If you're not an avid reader. Ephesians 5, verse 14. Somebody say, get up.
Get up.
There you go, Stephen. Let me hear it again. Let me hear it like that. Everybody say, get up.
Get up.
Yes. Now, Ephesians 5, 14 says, for it is the light that makes everything visible. This is why it said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look, God wants to shine on you this morning. If you feel like you have lost your shine, you have that ability to encounter him so that he could shine on you, so that you could shine again. We all go through seasons. We all struggle. There's always something that's going to try to stop us from reaching our full potential and from reaching what God wants us to do or where he wants us to be. But God wants to shine on you this morning. He wants you to get up this morning. I want to point out that light shines to illuminate the darkness. Obviously, right? We know that, right? If the lights were all off in here, it would be completely dark, but the lights are on to shine and to show what's going on around us. And I think sometimes we get a little bit confused when we read about that, or when we read about the light of God, because we think that God just wants to shine a light on us, to expose the dirty things about us, to expose the things. Can I preach to you guys this morning? Is that okay? Is that okay this morning? God wants to show you something about yourself. God's not shining the light on you to expose you to everybody else. He's not pointing at you laughing, showing you off to somebody else. He's showing you the things that you need to fix in your life so that you can shine again. Look, God doesn't want to expose you, but God wants to restore you. He wants to restore you. And he wants to do that over and over, and he wants to illuminate the things to you in the darkness that need to be taken out so that he can restore, so that he can make you better. I don't know if you've ever seen a baby in the hospital when they have jaundice, or maybe you know somebody who has had jaundice. And normally they put, not the people, but they put the babies under a light. Or if you're an adult, they'll probably tell you to get some sun, some vitamin D, go outside, spend some time. The light is there not to expose the problem, but to help restore and heal what's going on inside. That's what the light of the Father does. The light of the Father restores. He illuminates things in your life so that he can make you better. And that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to make you worse. That's not his heart. His heart is not to make you worse. His heart is not to make you feel worse about yourself, but to make you feel better, to heal you, to reach those deep parts of you that you thought you hidden so well, to heal, to restore, to bring back what once was dark and bring back the light. That's what he wants to do this morning. It's time to wake up, and we have a job to do. It's not time, if I could speak to the Christians, I don't know if there's some newly saved here, but if I could speak to the Christians who have been saved for a while, if you feel a little bit sleepy, look, we've all been there. We all go through that. But the time now is not for us to sleep. It's not for us to lay down and say, I can't do this now. I'm done. I'm out. Call me out. I am done. I'm not doing this anymore. Now is not the time. God says it's time to get up, to get off your butts if I can. Get off your butts and do the work that you need to do in order for you guys to reach the people that are lost. It's time. The time is now. The time is not to be sleeping. Wake up. Wake up, church. I don't know if it's just because I'm pregnant or anything like that, but I got a lot to say this morning, and I'm going to say it because I can. But it's time, guys. God's not looking for some pansy Christians. He's not looking for some Christians that don't want to get out there and to spread the word of God, that don't want to get out there and to smile every once in a while. No, God wants you to get up and do something about this world that we're living in, to reach the people that need you. He's looking for you. There's times where we don't feel like getting up, and maybe we feel stuck, and maybe you haven't been saved for a long time. Maybe you feel stuck in your depression. Maybe you feel stuck in anxiety. Maybe you feel stuck because you just want to sit on the sidelines and just kind of watch everybody else get blessed. I don't know about you, but that's not what I want. But maybe you're in that place. And I don't know, I'm not you. So I don't know exactly what you're going through. But maybe you do feel stuck. And maybe you do feel like, I can't do this. I am unworthy. Don't you know what I did last night? I can't shine. Yeah, I go to church all the time, but I can't shine. God still can use you. And just because you feel like you're tied to something or you feel like you're tied to your sin, you're not. You are not tied to your sin. You are not tied to depression. You are not called to sit on the sidelines and watch other people get blessed. The time is now to get up and say, no, that blessing belongs to me. That blessing belongs to me. I don't need to sit in my depression anymore. I'm called to be free from my depression. I'm here to be free from my anxiety. God is calling you to get up and to dust that stuff off, to break the chain that once held you down to depression, that once held you down to sin, that once held you down to adultery. Whatever it is, God wants to break that chain this morning. Am I preaching to myself this morning? God wants to break that chain so that you could be free and you could experience His true light, and so that you could shine for others to see, look what God brought me from. Look what He took me out of. Look where I am now. It's the word of your testimony that shines. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of that. God isn't looking for perfect people, but He's looking for repentant people. He doesn't want you to come perfect. I mean, if you can, you can, but I don't think we are. He wants you, real, raw you. He wants you the way that you are, so that He could do what He does best. You're all perfect in this place. Perfect, ready, lights ready to be lit. Just because of your past or maybe what you've been going through doesn't disqualify you. God could have disqualified many people in the Bible, but He didn't. Because He knew that there was a gift inside of each and every one of them. And there's a gift inside of each and every one of you this morning. If you want, you could turn your Bibles to Luke. Luke chapter 1, 78, verse 79. And it says, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. God wants to be your guide. He wants to guide you to peace. His amazing mercy and His light shines so that He could guide your steps, so that He could lead you to where you need to go, so that you can encounter Him and He could bring you out of darkness and into peace. I don't want to stay in darkness. I don't want to stay in my darkness. Sitting in a dark room by yourself is kind of scary. Pastor Ryan mentioned first service that if you're walking through here, if you've ever walked through here in the dark, it's pretty scary. It's a church, but there's some creaks that go on and all that kind of stuff, and the wind's howling. It gets pretty kind of creepy. And I don't want to live my life that way. I don't want to live my life in fear. Amen. I don't want to live my life discouraged every single day because there's something that comes up, another thing that comes up. If I focus my attention to the light, His guiding light will bring me to peace, will soothe my crazy heart, will calm my anxiety, will relieve me from depression. It's that light, that source of light. And I feel like sometimes many of us have hidden our lights or maybe have tried to snuff them out because we fear the vulnerability that comes with shining our light. And I know that that sounds pretty crazy, but it's true. We're afraid to be vulnerable. We're afraid to show even Jesus, the innermost parts of us, our flaws, if you will. But you don't have to be afraid to shine because you think others might see your flaws, because it's an opportunity for God to show what He could do despite your flaws. I'm trying to encourage you guys this morning. We are all flawed. Myself, I am flawed. We all are going through stuff. We all have gone through stuff. We all have a past. But God can still use us. God can still use us. He's still working. He's still alive. He's still doing miracles and doing things that he did in the Bible. He's still doing that today. Because he's a good God. Amen? Psalms 80. You don't have to turn there. I'm going to go to a couple different scriptures. But Psalms 80 verse 3 says, "Restore us, O God. Make your face shine upon us so that we may be saved." God wants to restore you. That's this message this morning. He wants to restore. And he's constantly restoring people like me who've been saved my whole life. I always need his restoration. I always need his love. I always need him to fix and tweak little things in my life that I think I have all figured out, but I don't, because I'm not perfect. Shine on us, God, so that we can be saved, so that you can restore us. Restore what was broken. The heart of the Father is not to push you away, but to pull you in closer. He wants to pull you in this morning. He's not trying to shove you aside, but he's saying, "Come here, my child. Let me hold you. Let me shine a light in you to show you what we gotta work on." He's a good father. He's not going to be mean about it. He's not going to be rude about it. He's a gentleman. So he's illuminating those things to you that we could fix, that we could work on, so that we can get better. Because he wants the best for you. As a mom, I want the best for my kids. I don't want them to feel any kind of way that mom doesn't love them or mom just wants to push them away. If I see a problem, if I got a lot of attitude for my sassy girls, I'm going to fix the problem, right? We all know how to do that, right, parents? We're going to fix the problem, but we're going to love them through the process. We're going to restore them and say, "Hey, I see that this part is wrong here, that you answered me back, and I should smack you in the mouth, but I'm not going to. But I see that there's a problem here. Let's fix it. And let me help you learn how to get better." That's what our Heavenly Father does. He wants to fix us. He wants to restore us. He wants to turn our lives around so that we could focus on the true light, so that we could shine again. It's okay to say that I can't do this anymore. It's okay. If nobody told you that, I'm telling you that this morning. It's okay to say, "I can't do this anymore." Because it's not on your strength. It's not in your strength. It's by the strength of the Lord, because in our weakness, when we are weak, that's the opportunity that he gets to show that he is strength and that he is strong. And he works despite the fact that we say, "I can't do this anymore." It's an open door for the Father to shine. And you may not be able to handle it anymore, but he can. He can. That's why the Bible says, "Cast your burdens on me because I care for you." Every day I gotta cast them. Every day. Every day. There's something new every day that I just gotta be like, "God, take it, please." Because the more that I carry this heavy load, the more it's going to weigh me down, the more insecure I'm going to feel, the more unworthy, the more heavy, the more depressed, the more anxiety. "God, I can't do this, but you can. So please take it. Take it." It's okay. It's okay. I want to show you guys a little video. Don't get creeped out, okay? This is from a movie called Lord of the Rings. And there's some little creatures in there, okay? So just don't get creeped out by the little creatures. But they have been fighting. They had been warring. They've been trying to take this ring back, blah, blah, blah. It's too long of a story. The movies are 3 hours long each, so I can't even explain what's going on here, okay? But there's a lot going on. The world is just crashing all around them. Everything is terrible. And this is Frodo. He's the one with the ring. Sam is his best friend, his armor bearer, going with him. And I want you to just watch this clip and watch what they say. I don't know about you. Movies speak to me. And this part really, really spoke to me. So just watch this clip with me.
By rights, we shouldn't even be here. We are. It's like in the great stories, Mr. Frodo. The ones that really mattered. Full of darkness and danger they were. And sometimes you didn't want to know the end. Because how could the end be happy? How could the world go back to the way it was when so much bad had happened? But in the end, it's only a passing thing. This shadow. Even darkness must pass. A new day will come. And when the sun shines, it'll shine out the clearer. Those were the stories that stayed with you, that meant something, even if you were too small to understand why. But I think, Mr. Frodo, I do understand. I know now. Folk in those stories had lots of chances of turning back, only they didn't. They kept going because they were holding on to something. What are we holding on to, Sam? But there's some good in this world, Mr. Frodo. And it's worth fighting for.
Come on, it's time to get up this morning. It's time to rise up. What are you holding on to this morning? The darkness may be there, and it may be there for a while, but I promise the light will shine again. Because that's our King, and we know how the story ends. We know we have the victory. But I want to ask you this morning, what are you holding on to? Are you holding on to things that will make your world just a little bit darker? Are you holding on to depression when you don't have to? Are you holding on to guilt and shame when you don't have to? It's time to let go, to stand up and to hold on to the one that will carry you through it all. The one that will bring you through it all because he loves you, because he cares about you. Let him shine on you. Let him save you. And the restoration of the Father gives us the ability to shine. Do you want to shine this morning? Come on, I'm not just looking for a response. I'm not just looking for a clap right now. I'm looking for people who are really ready for this. It's not easy. Being a Christian is not easy. I get that. Are you really ready to stand and to shine your light for him. In a world that is full of darkness, the world needs you. It's time to get up, to wake up from your sleep, to get up, to get moving, to move along, to do something about it. It's time. I want to read you this final scripture, and this has come out of the Message Bible, the Message version. This is Job 33:27-30. It says, "Or you may fall on your knees and pray to God's delight. You'll see God smile and celebrate finding yourself set right with God. You'll sing God's praises to everyone you meet, testifying, 'I messed up my life. And let me tell you, it wasn't worth it. But God stepped in and saved me from certain death.'" That is where we shine. That is where we shine, people. That I messed up my life and it wasn't worth it at all. I think we could all say that. We've jacked up our lives. We've ruined things. We've ruined relationships. We've ruined friendships. We've ruined maybe job opportunities or other situations or other things that could have gotten us to be even better, to be better than where we are, where we were. But God stepped in. It's not worth it to live in your past. It's not worth it to live down on the dumps in the darkness. God steps in to save and to restore you. That's his heart, to restore, to love, to bandage you up, to take out the things that you don't need anymore. He loves you this morning. Do you know you're worth it to him? Do you know you're worth it? He loves you. The least that we could do is shine our light. God wants to restore you this morning, and I'm going to give you that opportunity with every head bowed and every eye closed. It's not time to hide anymore. No more hiding. No more living in darkness. It's time to be restored. It's time for your broken heart to be restored. And if that's you this morning, if you say, "Man, I messed up my life. I'm afraid to shine, but I want to." It's okay. If that's you this morning, just raise your hand. If you say, "I want to shine my light, God. I don't want to hold back anymore." Man, I see those hands. And if that's you this morning as well, saying, "I've been saved my whole life, but I feel like I lost my spark. I feel like I lost that ability to shine. I've gone through too much, too much. I can't shine anymore." If that's you this morning and you want the Lord to restore you, just raise your hand, wave it at me. Amen. See those hands. I'm going to give some time for altar. So if that's you, if you raised your hand this morning, look, we all need restoration. So if that's you this morning and you raised your hand, please come to the front. We want to pray with you. Come on, I saw hands. I just want you to know you don't have to be afraid. This is your moment. This is your opportunity. If you feel comfortable, you could come front. This is your opportunity to experience true restoration from the Heavenly Father that loves you so much. that cares about you so much. Amen. Cares about you so much, and he loves you. He wants to restore you. He wants to restore your heart. He wants to mend those pieces. He wants to take out those pieces that cause maybe some division in your life. He wants to restore you this morning. Amen. For those of you out there, just close your eyes in this place, because I feel like there's still some people out there that feel as though they have a tugging on their heart. And you may be afraid, but he loves you. He's not going to smack you or anything. He loves you. He's going to take care of you, restore you, lift you up. So I'm going to pray over you this morning. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Jesus, I pray for your restoration. Lord, shine your light on us so that we can be saved. Shine your light on us so we can feel you again, so that we could shine, so that we could tell others what you have done for us. God, it is you and only you that can restore our lives. It is you and only you that can bring restoration to our broken spirits, to our broken hearts. So God, right now, all over this room, I pray that you restore. Show us, God, bring us out of darkness. Illuminate the way so we could find your perfect peace again. I pray for depression to break this morning. I pray for anxiety to break this morning. I pray for somebody out there that is struggling with sleeplessness right now. I pray for that to break in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now for restoring what was lost. The things that have been lost, the things that the enemy took from us, I pray that you restore that 100-fold, God. Restoration right now in the name of Jesus. Renew our hearts for those who have been saved. Renew our hearts. Ignite our spark once again. You're a good God. And Jesus, this morning I thank you because you are in the business of restoration and you don't leave things unfinished. So Jesus, I pray right now for all these people who are up there and even the people who are in the pews. Restore, restore, restore. I thank you, Jesus, in your heavenly name. Amen. Amen. God's a good God. He's a good God. There's nowhere that you could go that you could hide from him. He still will seek you out. He's thinking about you. This morning, if you felt like this message was for you, it was. It was. He's thinking about you. And he wanted you to know that this morning. He cares about you. I just want to say, continue to allow God to work in your heart. Continue to allow him to restore and fix the things that need to be fixed. He'll do it every day. You don't have to just do it here at church. He'll do it every single day in your life if you need him to. If I could have everybody take your seats. Isn't God good? Can we just clap for Jesus this morning? Aren't you glad that he restores us? Aren't you glad that he doesn't push us away? That he brings us in closer, loves us, holds us, promises us again and again. He's a good, good Father. Well, this morning before we close, we want to give time for our missions offering. We have some amazing missionaries that we support. Like Pastor Kerry said, Inner City Action. We support Topeka, Mexico, a lot of our churches, a lot of missionaries overseas. So we want to give the opportunity to give to them this morning. If you could give, please, I want to encourage you to give. These people are giving their lives so that they can tell others and they could shine their light in other countries and other places that need this. So this morning we're going to take this offering, give your best, and let's pray that God just multiplies it so that they can continue to do the work of God. So Jesus, we pray over this offering. We pray over our missionaries, Lord, for all of those who are fighting for your name to be freely spoken, Jesus, for them to just share who you are to people who've never even heard your name before. Jesus, we pray that this offering would be blessed, would be multiplied, God. Lord, that you would use this to further your kingdom, Jesus, to bring your kingdom far out, more than we could even reach, Jesus. And I pray over this offering. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, because you are a great God. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. I want to encourage you guys while the buckets are being passed. Puppet Master is next Sunday. It kind of snuck up on us a little bit, right? Puppet Master is next Sunday. And I want to give you guys a little challenge. This is your opportunity to shine your light. Invite somebody. This isn't just for us. This isn't for church people. This is so other people that we know can come in and experience the God that we know. The God that we love. The God who took us up when we were broken. So this week, I want to encourage you guys, bring some people with you. Bring a family member, bring a neighbor, bring a coworker or 10 coworkers. We know our kids are always inviting their school. So let's invite our workplace. Let's invite people out to come and see this. This production is free. It is one day only, and it is taking place at all three of our services. So if you do have somebody who speaks Spanish, it will also be taking place in Spanish as well. So same services at 8:30, 10:30, and at 12:30. Yes, so bring somebody out with you. Shine your light. Invite them to come out so that they can experience Jesus. Amen? Amen. So be blessed the rest of your day, the rest of your week, and know that Jesus loves you. God bless you. First-time visitors, if it is your first time, please head over to that blue visitor sign. We'd love to meet you, love to get to know you, and give you a little gift card as a thank you for joining us. So we love you. Have a great day.